Oh, hi there. I'm Bob the Tomato. Come on over to my house. Welcome to my house. It's the one up on the hill. It's the place I cook my dinners, take my baths, and pay my bills. It's the place that I get letters from kids like you.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Larry.
Every day we get a letter, gotta make the problem better.
Do you like my yellow sweater?
VeggieTales.
You've seen us on DVD.
But now at last we're on TV.
From Portland to Schenectady.
It's VeggieTales. It'd be time for VeggieTales.
I'll lend me that sweater and I'll let you stand in front next time. Hi, kids. Welcome to VeggieTales.
On TV. Remember how we got a letter about a boy feeling hopeless?
And we watched the first half of that show about the Easter Carol? Well, let's watch the second part. I know I'm feeling hopeful already.
Grandma will be proud of me for keeping her alive and dear. Church was her most favorite place, so Easterland will be right here.
But is it true what they're saying about the church?
Aye, lass, it's true.
But what's going to happen? What about the orphanage? What will become of us?
Ebenezer, you are in for a wild ride.
Huh?
At the stroke of midnight, you will receive a second visit. Hold on tight.
Come on, we don't have a lot of time.
Why do we want to break into the factory again?
We have to get those plans. No plans, no Easterland. No Easterland, and they don't have to tear down the church.
Ebenezer, you've missed the point. The point of Easter, the point of that church over there.
I know the point of that church. They try to keep people cooped up all Easter so they can't buy my eggs. That's why we'll all be better off without it.
It's gonna be a long night. Come on, let's get going. We've got some ground to cover.
Huh? Easy. What are we doing up here? Take me back!
Not so fast, big fella. I've got lots to show you.
Could you put it in a picture book? Or maybe some slides?
Nice try. Look, you're going to see many things tonight, but mostly you're going to see that you're a first-class stinker. Oh, you're not a miser or a Scrooge or anything like that. You just don't see what's right in front of you. Ooh, here we are. Ebenezer? Ebenezer? Would you quit clowning around? We don't have all night.
Is this place still here? This is where I'm building Easterland, you know.
So I heard. After you.
What's your name, anyway?
It's Hope.
Hey, you gotta help me. I've been kidnapped by a bug. What's the matter with that guy?
You're not really here.
Huh? Hey, it's Grandma! Grandma, you're okay! What are you doing here?
She can't hear you.
Hi, Grandma! You feeling okay?
You're not really here, Ebenezer. This is Easter past.
Easter past? Oh. Well, that's Grandma, all right. But I don't remember that funny-looking kid.
That's you. Now hush up and listen.
Ooh, that's my first Easter basket. I remember that.
Hey, it's empty.
Yes, just like the tomb in the story. Now listen, Ebenezer, this is important.
But there's nothing here.
Oh, look, look.
Not even a jelly bean.
Christmas? Yes, that's where the story begins. You can't have one without the other. You see,
hey,
that baby
buddy,
boy born so
wanna buy an Easter egg?
Boy, listen to your grandma. She's only trying to help you, you know. You won't listen to anybody.
Yeah, I noticed. Come on, nothing more to see here.
Huh? I still don't understand that Christmas thing. Sure was a pretty picture, though.
Seems a pity you're gonna knock it down.
Yeah. Can I go home now? Oh! Great! Well, thanks for a very lovely evening. I sure did learn a lot, but I got a business to run, so be sure to say hi to your little bug friends for me, okay? What? Huh? Well, now you mess things up. I got two of me.
Hang on. This is still Easter past. A year ago. Don't you remember this day?
Oh, Grandma, the chickens have been slowing down since you... But I've got a plan. Seymour, thanks for coming. What's that?
It's my latest invention. The Easter Mephonia.
Ooh, how's it work?
Oh, you just throw this lever and watch the fun.
Mmm, I like that crazy beat.
So, you called for an inventor?
Why, yes, I did, Seymour. You see, I got a little problem.
Problem?
Problem.
Problem.
Yes, I got a little problem with my chickens.
Chickens?
Birds.
Void.
Birds.
Well, I don't know why you called me, then. I'm an inventor. And I don't know much about Boyds.
Boyds?
Boyds.
Yep, and I don't know nothing much about Boyds.
Well, that's exactly why I called you, friend. I need a way to make eggs around the clock. Tick-tock, these real chickens always need a rest, you see. They don't last.
So where do I come in?
Well, I hear you're a whiz when it comes to inventing.
Inventing?
Inventing. Mechanization. Industrialization.
Inventing things sure is fun.
Well, what I need, my friend, is a row of chickens.
Chickens?
Chickens. Mechanical chickens as far as the eye can see.
Boyds.
You catch on quick.
But what about the eggs?
Eggs?
Eggs! Eggs!
What about the eggs?
Can a tin chicken lay real eggs?
Plastic.
Plastic?
Plastic, my friend, in whatever color you can think it.
Plastic.
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 Yes, with mechanical chickens and plastic eggs, I can make Easter bigger than before.
Easter?
Easter. Yes, Easter.
Wait a minute. Easter's not about plastic eggs and bunnies and baskets.
But isn't Easter supposed to last forever?
Oh, of course!
And doesn't plastic last forever?
Yeah, but...
I don't see the difference.
Well, it's kinda...
Inventing things sure is fun.
How's that?
I said inventing things sure is fun.
Plastic?
Plastic.
Plastic.
Chickens.
Boyds.
Chickens laying eggs all night long.
Chickens.
Chickens. Boyds. Chickens.
Chickens.
Boyds. Mechanical chickens.
Boyds. What?
Chickens.
Did you even pay him?
I gave him an annual pass to Easterland. 10% off at the gift shop.
Oh, well, that's generous.
You think?
Out, you.
Oh, my. It's night again. You keep messing with the lights. So, what happened here?
This isn't your past, Ebenezer. This is the present.
A present? For me? Oh, you shouldn't have.
No, not a present. The present. Easter present. The here and now. Oh, lovely. Let's go for a ride.
Okay, I got another idea.
Oh, what's this place?
Shh, listen.
Well, if Neza really knew how his grandmother felt, he wouldn't touch that old church.
I wouldn't?
No, she sure loved that old place. Did you know she paid for all those beautiful windows herself?
Aye, and the new window we were going to unveil tomorrow. She commissioned it just before she passed away.
She sure would have loved everyone to see it. Now Neza's going to knock the whole thing down. I should have talked with him more.
Dear, this isn't your fault.
No, it's that old sour Nezer's fault. Why, I'd like to take that old coal scuttle and teach him a thing or two. I'd weave his Easter basket into a pretty kettle of fish. I guess he just needs to get out of that factory and find out what Easter is really all about.
What a ninny! The factory is what Easter's all about. The eggs, the baskets.
You don't get it, do you? They're talking about the hope of Easter. The hope of Easter changes everything. If you take it away, you won't like what you'll get.
I'll get a lot more time for folks to buy eggs. That's what I'll get. And I'll get to build Easterland and keep my grandma alive forever.
Mom? Dad?
Edmund? You're supposed to be asleep.
I know, but I couldn't sleep and, well,
I've been thinking.
Yes?
Mr. Nezzer isn't a bad man.
What a sweet little boy.
No, he just doesn't have something that we all have. The thing that lets us celebrate Easter all year long.
Come on, Edmund.
Ooh, what's going on? How sick is he?
Very sick, I'm afraid.
Well, is he gonna...
If nothing changes, this will be his last Easter.
When are the doctors going to tell his parents?
They already know.
What? They know? But they're so calm. How can they be so calm? I don't understand.
Ebenezer, are you ready to listen?
Where am I?
Welcome to Easter Future.
Would you buy a pencil?
You can see me?
All right, now go home, you little street urchin.
I've got no home, sir, but bless you.
What? I don't understand. Isn't the orphanage taking care of her?
It was, but the orphanage was founded by folks filled with the hope of Easter. No Easter, no hope, no orphanage.
Hey! My pencils!
Hey! Somebody stop him! Oh, he'll get him.
Stop! Thief! Oh, yeah? What are you gonna do about it?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
I don't get it.
What do you think made him brave in the first place? Without the hope of Easter, why would anyone risk their life for someone else?
No more! Hope! Show me no more!
We're not finished, I'm afraid.
Reverend Gilbert. Oh, no. Don't tell me. No. What have I done? It can't end this way. We have to change it. Hope. Hope? Hope! Tell me it can change! Tell me it doesn't have to be this way! Hope! We need you! I've got to stop! 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 We need hope! Ah! Oh! Is it too late? There, girl!
Yes, Gov?
What day is it?
Today?
Yeah, today! What day is it?
Why, it's Easter Sunday!
Easter Sunday! Easter Sunday! It never sounded sweeter! It's not too late after all!
Bye, Lily, Governor! Thank you, Governor!
The church! Oh, happy Easter, Grandma!
I can't go on. I can't go on.
No, we can't give up, Millward. There must be some way to get in there.
Good morning, boys. A happy Easter. Nice balloons.
Huh? Here's our break, Millward. Okay, I'll get the plans. You keep watch.
Thank you for coming so early, everyone, to what will be the last Easter Sunday we celebrate in this church. Moyer is talking to the workmen right now to see if they'll give us just a few minutes.
We are very sorry, Reverend, but we have our nails.
This church! She must come down!
Oh, gentlemen, please.
It is a crying shame, but you cannot stand in the way of progress.
Wait! Don't touch this church!
Mr. Nezzer! What did you say?
I said, don't touch this church! I know I told you to tear it down, that we'd all be better off without it. But I was wrong! I know that now! I thought Easter was about eggs and candy. But it's more than that. It's about hope. The hope that this life isn't all there is. That dying isn't the end. It's a new beginning. If you believe. That's what my grandma was trying to tell me. Well, that's what this church has been telling people since before I was born. I've seen what life would be like without the hope of Easter. And believe me, you don't want to go there. This church is staying right here so that everybody can hear about the hope of Easter. Just like my grandma would want it.
Somebody! Anybody! The factory! The chickens! It's all gonna blow!
What?
We tried to turn off the chickens, but they're too hot! I got out okay, but Cavus is inside! He's trapped!
Someone! Call the police!
Call the fire department!
I did. Oh, come on. There isn't much time. Once that needle hits the red, we're done for.
Too bad we can't fly.
Maybe we can.
Mr. Nezzer, what are you doing?
I'm making a few changes.
Hurry!
Okay, get that car!
What?
Until I say so.
Shouldn't you have the controls?
No, I have to watch that game.
All the exits are blocked. How are they gonna get out?
Don't worry. Our police officer is one of the bravest on the force.
Yeah. Officer down.
Lovely day. I guess they're all free this year.
Mr. Nezzer? Stone, what are you gonna do?
What am I gonna do? I'm gonna do what matters most. Reverend, with whatever money I got left, I'm gonna help you fix up that orphanage. And I'm gonna make sure that boy gets his medicine.
Your grandmother would be proud.
I think she is.
Well, how are you gonna afford that? The factory's gone! It's all...
Well, why are we all standing around here? It's Easter Sunday!
And God blessed us, everyone!
We sing this tune as flowers bloom and snow melts all the way. For spring has sprung and with it comes another Easter day. The birdies sing and church bells ring, announcing our new birth. We celebrate this joyous day for heaven here on earth.
I'll see you later.
So you see, Lewis, no matter how bad things get, I think it's important to always have hope. And remember, tomorrow is another day, a chance to start over fresh and new.
Whew, tricky stuff.
Being hopeful. Well, we made it. Hey, kids, thanks for coming to my house. We'll see you next week.
Bye!
Bye!